bored and I'm up again in the house. Okay, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the motherfucker in the house.
Good day to you once again, audio podcast. So it's Sunday, the 22nd of March 2020, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there around the world. Okay, so bored in the house. There's a really catchy TikTok tune by a guy called Curtis Roach. So I was bored in the house, and we've got a lot of like vintage fridge magnets on the fridge, and so just on a little house talk to mix it up a bit for more the nearby nature connection stuff. But I've never noticed this before. One of the fridge magnets has a quote on it, pretty famous. So it says, "Dance as though no one is watching you. Love as though you have never been hurt. Sing as though no one can hear you. Live as though heaven is on earth." So I've never even noticed that fridge magnet before. Just those of them on there, like the little TikTok. But yeah, nice, very, very, very nice. Nice bit of wisdom there, like I think. So anyway, this is such a little catchy tune. So yeah. So we know what time of life it is now. Podcast. So what I'm finding is I've been connecting with nearby nature for many, many years. I don't really travel at all, to be honest. So there's a lot of people who go to different nature places around the world, and they travel by, you know, plane, train, drive up and down whatever country they're in, and they're no longer, right now, they can't do that, so they've all got to sort of do a little bit of Michael VJ Jones style of nature connection, which is not as sexy as the wellness travel, but it's what you got to do right now. So everyone, I've had a few people give me good feedback about, I always do the barefoot earthing grounding in my garden every morning. I've done that every day for the past few years. That's connecting with nearby nature. There's a free, I think a lot of people are going to be on the internet now, there's a movie you can watch on YouTube called The Earthing Movie. There's a book called Earthing, very good book, very good movie, check it out. That's a wonderful way to connect with nearby nature. If you've got any sort of grass, mud, soil, rock, sand, sea close to where you are right now, but like where there's not going to be like loads of people, where you know, where you can keep you 2 meters apart, that's wonderful. Luckily, I can walk to the local park, I can walk to the local beaches. I live pretty close to the coast here, Wallasey Beach, which is great for me. But I am mindful that a lot of people may live in like apartments or flats in built up urban environments, city centres, all that kind of vibe. So what I would do if I lived in the city centre, I would be spending a lot of time looking out the window, sky gazing. If it's clear sky, look at the nice blue sky. If it's cloudy, I'll be watching the clouds, I'll be watching the birds, stargazing, just watch the way the light changes. And I thought there's a big trend. I've got, obviously got the talk on there, board in the house tune. There's loads of people doing indoor workouts. My suggestion would be do it as close to the window as possible, looking out at the window rather than looking at a screen. Like we're doing workouts, so like workout DVDs and stuff like that, maybe try doing it looking out the window, looking at the sky, the birds, the clouds, the stars, the moon. That bit of biophilic design, natural light coming in. If you've got any indoor plants, that is awesome, but not everyone has indoor plants. If you got views of any trees outside, oh, fantastic. If you can do that, if you look out at any trees, greenery, plants, but not everyone in the world can do that. However, the sky gazing, I think everyone who's got a window can do that probably. It's very calm, and especially as you watch the clouds go past. But if it's a clear sky, that's awesome as well. It means it's a sunny day. And then, of course, when there is clear sky, you can see more stars. So, yeah, I definitely roll with the sky gazing 100%. Try and do that regularly throughout the day. But if you have a garden, or if you live close to a natural environment where there's not going to be many people, just try and get there, but be mindful to keep your distance. You know, the 2 meters is key. Anyone who takes the pet for a walk, awesome. Maybe, you know, your pet doesn't wear shoes, just maybe try a little bit of the barefoot ground and check the ground first. Make sure there's no litter or any sharp object, glass or anything like that. Just be careful. But really good for you, earthing. I would recommend watching the earthing movie on YouTube, because it's free if you're in and you've got the internet. If you're not really into watching stuff online, the earthing book by Clint Ober is fantastic. Of course, I love forests and getting amongst the trees, all the forest bathing. If you're lucky enough to live next to some woods or a forest or anything like that, get in there. Shimonyoku forest bathing style. But yeah, just if you can just walk to your nearest natural environment where there's not many people. I did see on the news loads of people going up Snowdon today, all clustered together. I've done that before many years ago. It's not the right time to be doing that now, guys. You know, just be more like Michael VJ Jones. Just go and connect with nature on your own. You know, I go networking with large groups of people, like 30 people, but we're not doing that now. The networkers are connecting with nature, my style. Finally, they're actually doing my style. But it just seems like it's just the kind of stuff that I've been doing over the past 3, 4, 5 years. Nearby nature, I don't even travel in it, I don't even need the car. I just walk out. It's not, here's an example. I go into the garden, look at the cherry blossom tree, and just stare at the bumblebee going round, buzzing round in the morning, in the evening. There's a guy, Phil Torres, he loves the monarch butterfly in the wilderness and in the jungles. But he might not be able to travel there now unless he's there already. But I can just step out hours into the garden, not be around anyone, connect with nearby nature. Come on. I'm going to probably share this around LinkedIn. It's a bit long-winded, so what I would say is just wherever you live in the world, what types of apartments, houses, gardens, if you don't have this, this and this, definitely the key has got to be sky gazing, cloud gazing, looking at the birds, the stars, the moon, just looking out that window. It's very, very tricky, but I just think my sort of style of nature connection, because I do a lot of it, 99% on my own, away from people, locally, close to where I live, because everyone's going to have to do that now. I just think it's a style that people are going to have to do, and people will do. So just send us a message, and I can let you know all the different things that I do. Barefoot walking, earthing, grounding in the garden, in the sea, if you live close by to the sea, Shimonyoku, forest bathing, and just simply views of nature through your window, sky gazing. Fantastic if there's greenery, if not, focus on the sky and the clouds and the birds and the stars and the moon and that sunshine, but obviously don't look directly at the sun. Take care, podcast, and don't be too bored in the house, bored.
I'm bored in the motherfucking house. Okay, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house, bored.